This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The game is over, but the conversation's just beginning. Welcome to the Call-In Show with H. Lake on News Talk 830 WCCO and the Radio.com app. Now, here's Henry Lake.
The Call-In Show. You're on News Talk 830 WCCO. I'm your host, Henry Lake, talking about a Timberwolves victory tonight at Target Center. 125-119 over the Golden State Warriors. And we're taking your phone calls at 651-989-9226. And it was a very fun game because of how it ended. I don't think that it was a pretty game from start to finish. I think if you're a Timberwolves fan, you'll take the result clearly, and you'll take the outstanding effort from one Andrew Wiggins. But this felt like a game in which the Timberwolves are the more talented club. They're the team that should have won the game. It felt like it shouldn't have been as close as it was. But clearly, when you have the Golden State Warriors, they're not going to quit. They're going to continue to fight no matter who they have out there. They're going to roll out there. Because they've got Steve Kerr as their coach. And I respect the championship coach like Steve Kerr, but no Klay Thompson, there's no Steph Curry, no Draymond Green, and they still put up a fight. But it was the Andrew Wiggins, D'Angelo Russell battle tonight, okay? And this was clearly a breakout game for one Andrew Wiggins. He had 40 points, 5 rebounds, 7 assists, and 3 block shots. A great night for Andrew Wiggins. A phenomenal night for Andrew Wiggins. Andrew Wiggins played the type of game that makes you think about what his upside is. What is his maximum potential? How good can he be? He was just exceptional tonight. And this is the Andrew Wiggins I think that a lot of people felt like they were going to get when they acquired they got him in the trade for Kevin Love, and they sent out Kevin Love and got Andrew Wiggins a return. It was a phenomenal night for one Andrew Wiggins, and I will continue to be that individual. If there's not going to be anybody else in the media that's going to give him his props and sing his praises or talk about what he is doing and providing, I'll be that guy. I'll be the lone guy that stands on the hill and says that Andrew Wiggins is having a really good season. I will be that guy. I think that when we have this job of being in the media and you're talking about athletes and you're talking about teams, It is fair to criticize guys when they're not playing well. That's part of our jobs. That's something that we do. But it's also, I believe, our jobs to talk about a player and a team when they are performing at a high level. And right now, Andrew Wiggins has stepped up his game. That's just the reality of it. Now, how many wins this results in for the Timberwolves, that's yet to be seen. But I'm clearly excited and I'm clearly happy to see Andrew Wiggins performing the way that he is performing. Again, tonight, 40 points, 5 rebounds, 7 assists, and 3 block shots. That's awesome. And that is only the 7th time in Timberwolves history that you've seen a player, or he's only the 7th player to be able to do that in regards to the 40 points, 5 rebounds, 7 assists. And then he adds in the 3 block shots. It was also a night of watching D'Angelo Russell be an absolute monster tonight here at Target Center. D'Angelo Russell, it's been well documented, that is a player that the Minnesota Timberwolves would have loved to have acquired here in the offseason. It didn't work out that way. Instead of him coming to Minneapolis and coming to play for the Timberwolves, he ends up on the West Coast playing for the Golden State Warriors. His stat line on the night for D'Angelo Russell, he was spectacular. He had 52 points, 9 rebounds, and 5 assists, and 3 steals. D'Angelo Russell is pretty good. And his clutch shot making down the stretch is pretty darn good. He is one of those individuals that he's not afraid to take a shot down the stretch and take clutch shots and make clutch shots. I'm a fan of D'Angelo Russell's, and I think that is going to go down as one of those. When you look at D'Angelo Russell, he was drafted by the LA Lakers, right? And it's just a classic case of, in professional sports, when you give up on a player way too soon, D'Angelo Russell has made himself into an all-star. He was an all-star last year in Brooklyn. Classic case of the Lakers drafting a kid and just giving up on him way too soon, thinking that he wasn't going to ever develop into being a good player. And we see what he is right now. Again, he had 52 points tonight, 9 rebounds, 5 assists, and 3 steals. Oh, we could take your phone calls here on the call-in show. 651-989-9226. I don't know what people are doing on a Friday night. Maybe you're hanging out downtown Minneapolis. Maybe you're driving home, leaving the game, and excited about what the Timberwolves did tonight. Maybe sitting at home, and you watch the game that went into overtime. But clearly, I think that Andrew Wiggins is deserving of praise tonight as opposed to all the criticism that he's taken here the last couple of years. And I'm not saying that there's nothing that you didn't have anything to be critical about. I'm not saying that he is above criticism. But let's talk about when he's playing well and playing at a high level. Now, speaking of Karl-Anthony Towns, clearly the best player for the Minnesota Timberwolves. This was it wasn't an off night for him. It was just a different type of night for him because tonight he was in a lot of foul trouble. Karl-Anthony Towns ended up going to the bench with 3 fouls early in the second quarter. But on the night, he ended up with 20 points, 14 rebounds, 4 assists. He did not foul out. He ended up with 5 fouls. So he played pretty good defense in the second half. But he missed a good portion of this game because of the foul trouble that he had. But all in all, it results in a 125-119 victory for your Minnesota Timberwolves. 651-989-9226. That is the phone number. And it was also, I feel like it was a crazy game for Josh Okogie. And what I mean by that is, I quite honestly, looking from start to finish for Josh Okogie, I didn't think that he played all that well for 3.5 quarters. But then down the stretch, Josh Okogie just, he came up with some great plays. He came up with some nice steals. He came up with a lot of clutch plays, had a clutch three-point shot later in the game. So he really did do a pretty good job, I thought, at the end of the game. And a guy that should get a little bit of praise and some mention is Noah Vonleh. Came into the game, and he spelled Karl-Anthony Towns when Karl-Anthony Towns ended up having some foul trouble. And he came in there and gave you quality minutes and was battling on the boards. And just I thought gave you some good minutes early on when it seemed like the Golden State Warriors were going to try to run away from the Minnesota Timberwolves. But 651-989-9226, that is the phone number. A nice night for your T-Wolves as they come back from that disappointing loss on Wednesday on the road against the Memphis Grizzlies. And ultimately, they get a win tonight, and they play the Denver Nuggets this coming Sunday here at Target Center. We'll take our first break, come back, mix in your phone calls, your thoughts. Wolves win 125-119 over the Golden State Warriors. This is the call-in show on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Chad Hartman, weekdays at noon
on News Talk 830 WCCO.
All right, welcome back to News Talk 830 WCCO. It is the call-in show. Timberwolves win 125-119 in overtime. We're excited, and we're taking your phone calls at 651-989-9226. I'm hanging out in the Skyway here at Target Center. I'm pumped, I'm stoked, I'm fired up. I know that there's some people at some of the hotel bars listening to the show. I know that for a fact. People were telling me when I was down there in the arena. Again, Chris Tubbs. They said they'll bring me drinks this time. As opposed to Monday night when I didn't get any drinks, they said they're going to bring me drinks because it's Friday. I don't know. How safe is that? Me on the radio on a Friday night with some cocktails? Do you endorse that?
I've already had to hit the dumb button once today, so I'm ready to go, man. Actually, listen.
My man, he gave me a thumbs up. He says he endorses it. He says, Lake, go ahead and get hammered in the Skyway if you want.
Hey,
on a Friday night.
When Wiggy goes for 40 and you beat Golden State, I say it's all good, man.
Damn it, I think you're right. Wiggins goes for 40. I can drink if I want. I should be. I'm excited. I'm right across the street from the Lowe's. I mean, I can have a cocktail. I need to text some people. Tell them to bring me some cocktails. You know what? This could be my final night on WCCO Radio because if I get lubed up here and I'm a little bit wacky and I'm ranting about, you know, Andrew Wiggins scoring 40 and I have a couple of cocktails. But actually, what could they do with me, Chris, to be honest with you? If I got a key to get in here. Like, I'm in here. What if I just started inviting people in here with open mics?
Well, man,
and it gets a little crazy tonight.
Well, we were talking about house parties last
night. What up, guys?
So the Target Center and the Skyway is basically your own personal Airbnb.
Yes.
You're having your own party time.
Yeah, this is my own Airbnb. You are correct. So I will take drinks. I will take cocktails. We'll just have a lot of – I'm here till 1 a.m. What does it matter? If I can get some food over from – I don't know. What's near me? What's right across the street? Glicks is right across the street. What else is right across the street? I'm not sure. But anyway, 651-989-9226. Let's take a phone call from Super Stats Dave. He's on the line. What's up, man?
What's up, Ace Lake?
I'm doing pretty good, man. I'm hanging out here till 1, and I'm thinking about actually in a commercial break, I might just text some people and say, meet me in the Skyway. We can just hang out here and just ask stuff. Wiggins goes for 40. Why not?
40 ounces for 40 Wiggins points, right?
40 ounces for 40 Wiggins.
Oh man. Isn't Cargill right? That's a new place there at Target Center?
Yeah, Cargill's attached. What else is right around here, though? Glicks is right around here. What else?
Right there, you got Kieran's across the street, right? Lowe's,
yeah, Kieran's. Yeah. I forgot about Kieran's. Yep, is right across the street. Yeah, I want a cocktail.
O'Donovan's, I think, over there.
I want a cocktail from the Lowe's. I got some people at the Lowe's. They should just bring me cocktails.
Just like extra sponsorship for the program here. For who gets drinks to H Lake, get some pub.
On a Friday night, too?
On a Friday night, huh?
Now, I was ripping people on a Monday for getting a little bit, you know, sauced up on a Monday. But on a Friday night, I'm just hanging out. Hey, Vanessa. Bring me a drink. I'm going to be here till 1 a.m. It's a Friday night. I'm just trying to start a happy hour.
Now you're pandering
she
to people.
She said she's going
to.
Yeah, I am pandering to people as they walk by me. What you got for us, though?
No, how sweet was that with that Wiggins game? And then, I don't know, were you out of there when Marty was talking to him on the court afterwards?
No, I was still in the arena at that point in time.
Like, how cool was that when she kind of pulled for, like, the fan reaction of, like, mm-hmm. the real, like, appreciation?
Yep.
And, like, Wiggins, we kind of see him over the years, and he kind of, he's not the most emotional guy, but now we've seen it a few times this year, kind of after the three-point barrage.
Yeah,
a few games ago, and then tonight, like, it got going again.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I love that moment tonight for Andrew Wiggins when he was talking to Marnie, because I think it's people should look at that post game interview and understand that is who he is. He's never like, he's always kind of like reserved, and he doesn't really get out of character. Like, and people get frustrated at times with athletes because they don't pound their chest, or they don't, you know, show the fire that everybody wants. They don't want, you know, they want to see guys, you know, cussing and getting loud. And that's not who he is. Even in a victory like tonight, where he goes for 45-7-3. At the end of the night, what did he say? He said the same thing that he's, you know what, I'm happy we got the win, and I'm glad I'm playing good basketball right now. I like that about him, because he stays being true to who he is.
Yep, and he's never going to be the flamboyant guy that people want superstars to be, but he is Andrew Wiggins. And remember, 2 years ago in the playoff series versus Houston, people were worried how the Wolves were going to respond.
Mm-hmm.
And Wiggins, who kind of has the same, this is how he plays all the time attitude, like, Wiggins versus Houston was the same Andrew Wiggins, but actually was, like, one of our main, like, threats against Houston because of that. The moment wasn't too big for him.
Yeah.
Like, that's who he is, and he's still a young kid. He's 24, 25 years old. Like, it's the main step, and everybody's kind of been waiting. All right, well, 2 games. Let's see how he is after, like, 5 games. Let's see how that. Well, we're on, like, an 8-game stretch now. And he's been playing phenomenal basketball, and he's adding a little bit more and more. And with the point guards being out, he had a lot of point guard duty tonight, and he responds with the points, the assists, and then zero turnovers. Like, what more can you ask from him?
Yep. Thanks for the phone call, man. I appreciate it on the drive home. I got a tweet from Brian, who was tweeted at me. He says, Henry, long time, first time, and I appreciate the tweet. He says, I think what we all want to know is, why can't Andrew Wiggins do this all the time? I'm not saying that Andrew Wiggins is going to do this all the time. I'm not saying that we should expect him to do this all the time. But I think that we're starting to see that he's finally feeling comfortable, okay? He's finally feeling comfortable in terms of his role and what he is able to do on a night tonight basis for the Minnesota Timberwolves. Andrew Wiggins, maybe he'll never be a guy that's going to go out there and average 30 points a game. Maybe he won't be a guy that will average 25 a game. But I think that we're starting to see signs that he's turning the corner. And I think that we have to appreciate that. And I think that we should give him props for that. And I will continue to say this. And Chris, we've talked about this on the show here the first couple of weeks in the season. And I'm going to continue to harp on this until I start to see some change this way. It's if you're not going to speak highly of Andrew Wiggins when he actually plays, okay? Because he gives a damn, right? He does care about winning and losing. He cares about playing well and playing to a high level. He cares about that. He may not be the rah-rah guy. He's not the rah-rah guy, so we can knock that off. But I'm going to continue to harp on the fact that if you're not going to speak about when he's playing well and he's playing to a certain level, then to me you're totally exposing your media bias against Andrew Wiggins. And you got to get off of the contract at some point. You got to get off of the I just don't see it in. If you're watching these games here this season, you can see that he's a better player. He's an improved player. You can just see that even when he misses shots, he's taking some good shots.
And that's something that I've noticed as well, Henry, that the decision-making and the way that he's playing, it seems like he's playing smarter. And I think it was like that second game of the year where he was like 7 for 21. I mean, the efficiency was not there, but I think we're seeing more efficient basketball from Andrew Wiggins. We're seeing more confident basketball. We're seeing more comfortable basketball from Andrew Wiggins. And I think part of the people still saying, well, okay, yeah, he's playing well, but we need to see more.
Yes.
Because it's still, I mean, it's 8 games into the season.
Yeah, and it's a small sample size.
It's a very small sample size. And I think people are still, they're hesitant to say, okay, this is who Andrew Wiggins is now. I think we want him to be the guy tonight that is going to go for 40 and carry the team when you said Cat got into early foul trouble.
So essentially what you're saying is that Minnesota sports fans are seeing Andrew Wiggins in the start to this year, and they haven't bought in yet because they know that the other shoe is going to drop at some point. Color me shocked.
I know. I'm not saying that the other shoe is going to drop, but
No. I'm saying that's our mentality.
Yeah, and it is, and I think rightfully so. That is our mentality. But I think there's. I was just looking at Timberwolves Twitter tonight, Henry, and I mean you get a pretty good feeling for it. I think people are excited about. Okay, is this Andrew Wiggins? Is this the Andrew Wiggins that we thought we were going to get? Because think about this. D'Angelo Russell at 52 on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
D'Angelo Russell, people wanted D'Angelo Russell in Minnesota.
Yes.
But who would the Wolves?
I think people still want him.
Who would the Wolves had to give up? One Andrew Wiggins. So, I mean, you might not have gotten D'Angelo Russell, but if you're starting to see somebody that can elevate his game like Andrew Wiggins, I think Wolves fans will feel more comfortable that maybe they have somebody that can carry the team outside of Karl-Anthony Towns.
Put it like this. Anybody that watches basketball will love to have a D'Angelo Russell on their team. But Andrew Wiggins isn't going anywhere right now. Like even if there was something in regards to, like, speculation and rumors of D'Angelo Russell, like, the way that Wiggins is playing right now, you're not doing anything like that. You would try to bring D'Angelo Russell into this situation with an Andrew Wiggins on the roster.
And that's the problem. And here's the other side of that coin, Henry.
Mm-hmm.
Because how many times have we had a highly touted prospect or somebody that had that talent that never materialized, and he ships off somewhere else, and then he goes to be a superstar like a David Ortiz?
I just think the funniest thing about this is that D'Angelo Russell had a phenomenal game tonight, and it shows you what the brain trust at the LA Lakers, what they've missed out on. D'Angelo Russell, they got rid of him way too soon. They also ended up letting Julius Randle walk. I mean, these are guys that actually could help their organization right now.
Oh, those are two young studs. I mean, I love Julius Randle. I'm a huge fan of his game.
Yeah, he's not a star, but he's a good player.
He's a very good player.
Yep, no question about it. All right, 651-989-9226. That is the phone number if you want to weigh in on Minnesota Timberwolves basketball. In overtime tonight, the Wolves win 125-119. We can take your phone calls on that. I'll reiterate again, a great night, a breakout night for Andrew Wiggins. 40 points, 5 rebounds, 7 assists, 3 block shots. D'Angelo Russell absolutely exploded tonight. He's got to be one of the best pick-and-roll players in the NBA. He had 52 tonight in a loss. Cat goes for 20 and 14. He was in a lot of early foul trouble, but nonetheless made some plays for the Wolves. I thought Jake Layman gave you good minutes off the bench with 14 points and 5 rebounds. And I really did love Robert Covington, the way that he played tonight. I want to expound on that a little bit here in the final segment of the show. And we'll also hear from head coach Ryan Saunders as well. This is the call-in show here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Here on the call-in show, Wolves win 125-119 in overtime over the Golden State Warriors. Timberwolves with a record now of 5-3. The Golden State Warriors, they fall to 2-7 on the early portion of the season. We're taking your phone calls here at 651-989-9226. Andrew Wiggins with 40 points, 5 rebounds, 7 assists, 3 block shots. He was the star of the night for the Minnesota Timberwolves. The star of the night overall probably throughout the NBA was D'Angelo Russell. He scored 52 against the Wolves tonight. Before we get to a phone call, I do have a little bit of a beef. I got a little bit of a beef with Chris Tubbs from WCCO. Do you know why I have beef with you, Chris?
It's probably one of many reasons, but you can go ahead and give it to me.
Okay, the reason why I have beef with you,
okay.
I love the fact that you're doing the work of assisting with the Twitter account for WCCO Radio.
Yes.
You put out a wild night at the Target Center. The Wolves knock off the Warriors 125-119 in overtime. You put out there Wiggins at 40. You got Russell 52. Catch the post game with me.
Did I misspell? Did I use bad grammar?
No, you didn't misspell anything.
Okay.
This is the problem that I have, though.
Okay.
The photograph that you used is a photograph of D'Angelo Russell cooking Jared Culver. Why couldn't you have used a picture of Andrew Wiggins cooking somebody from the Warriors?
You know why I couldn't use it? Because it wasn't up at that point.
Okay.
Otherwise, right. I'm just gonna use a picture.
I'm just calling you out.
Huh?
Wiggins out there cooking, and you can't use a picture of Wiggins cooking somebody? You gotta use a picture of us getting cooked?
Hey, man, refresh.
What do you mean refresh? You're the one putting out the tweets.
I'm trying, man.
All right, no, I'm just messing with you.
I got you.
All right, 651-989-9226. I'm just trying to, humor the people out there. Let's take a phone call here from, we got a couple of people on the line. Let's take a phone call from Rick on his way home to Wilmer. What's up, Rick?
Hey, great game tonight. I enjoyed it immensely. I sit very close to Andrew's father, Mitchell Wiggins.
Uh-huh.
And it's been interesting the last few games just chatting with him afterwards a little bit. And it's kind of like he said that, after last year, Andrew came back this summer, worked hard, and he came back as a man now this year. And he's playing more like a man. And I agree with that. I feel that he has really changed the way he's doing things, the way he's slashing and cutting and playing defense. I'm real pleased.
I am too.
And you know what I like even more is the whole camaraderie that Ryan Saunders and the management has created and the players have bought into. It is so much fun to sit at a ball game now and see the positive atmosphere. It even goes to as far as the staff and everybody else. It's just a whole different situation than what we had before when things weren't very positive.
And Rick, I'm glad you brought up that part. I appreciate the phone call from Rick and have a safe drive home to Wilmer. I appreciate him bringing up the fact of Ryan and the way that he gets along with the players. In the NBA or any sport, forget about just the NBA, NFL, NHL, whatever, not are you going to be able to get to or through to when you're yelling at them, when you're in their face. That style works for some. It doesn't work for all. Okay, and I think that Ryan understands what he is good at in terms of how he communicates to people, and I think clearly the way that he communicates to Andrew Wiggins is hearing it, and he's getting it, and I think that Ryan Saunders should get a lot of credit for that. But also, I think that Andrew Wiggins knows that Ryan Saunders believes in Andrew Wiggins. It's clear to me that he does. I tweeted that during the game as I was sitting there front row watching the game. it's clear to me that part of Andrew Wiggins' development and one of the reasons why he's playing at a high level right now is because he understands, or he at least thinks, that the coach gets him, right? And it's not going to be yelling at him all in his face all the time. And I know that, Thibs was a different type of personality. But those type of personalities don't work well for every single person or every single athlete. Back in the day, yes, Bobby Knight being in people's faces, that worked for some. You know, even today, you got the Frank Martins that will get in your grill. The Bob Huggins. Those it doesn't work for everybody. Some people are just mild-mannered, and they are just more of a, I'm going to approach you and respect you and not be all in your face and all in your grill. Look at Tony Dungy. I mean, Tony Dungy won a Super Bowl. So I think that Ryan Saunders, I guess my point to bringing up that is that I think that Rick had a good point there in that he's doing a good job of managing people, and that's what you have to do in the NBA. You got to be able to, you know, manage guys when you're a professional head coach, and he's doing a good job right now. Let's go to Calvin, who's from Austin. What's up, Calvin?
Hey, thanks a lot, H. Lake.
No problem, man. How you doing?
Very good, very good. How are you guys?
We're good. We're doing awesome.
Awesome. Well, hey, just giving you a call here. It's something that I heard on the pregame show and the postgame show about, it was Ryan Saunders, and he's basically saying that last game, the game against the Grizzlies, that lineup was a glimpse of the future, is what he said before. And then and that lineup, of course, was without a point guard. And again, this game is changing. I just saw a quote from Paul Gasol. Basically, he was kind of down on it. You know, he's kind of your traditional big man. You know, with no big man, no point guard, you know, you've got all wings. I mean, what it's, you know, obviously look at the Golden State Warriors coming to town, just talking about how they play, you know, since 2014, and you know, things are changing there. But just, it's a new game, three-pointers and layups. And Saunders said that this is a glimpse of the future on WCCO. Jared Culver started last game.
Yes.
Josh Okogie, Andrew Wiggins, Robert Covington, Karl-Anthony Towns. The only difference, kind of an interchangeable, Okogie was replaced with Graham today. And, you know, post-game show, Coach Saunders says, it was awesome to hear this. He asked Andrew Wiggins, can you play the point? And Andrew Wiggins basically said, yeah, you know, he just needs to learn a few things, learn the reads. So we've got a generational player. I mean, Minnesota, we're blessed with guys like Mike and George Mike and Kevin Garnett. I mean, you've got the percentages. You got Karl-Anthony Towns. I mean, he's, you know, Dirk Nowitzki mixed with just every other aspect of a big man. I mean, he can do it all. You come on and to that three, he's going to take it to the basket. I mean, you've got, you know, his percentages, you know, field goal percentage, three-point percentage, free throw percentage. No one does what Karl-Anthony Towns has done to this point in his career off the charts. And you put those wings around him, and you let, just like in Los Angeles, you got LeBron running the point. You got a guy like Andrew Wiggins running the point and getting the basket like he can. I think we've got a special roster. We've got the GM. We've got Coach Saunders. They know what they have, and it's a beautiful thing to see right now.
All right, so let me ask you a quick question before we let you go, Calvin.
Yeah.
The what did you take out of the Saunders, I guess, information and the talk about the point guard? Because I clearly believe, and I said this earlier in the week, just based off of what you saw from Jared Culver in Memphis, because I thought he had a good game against Memphis. He didn't play well tonight, but that's what happens with rookies. They're up and down, right? It can be a roller coaster during your rookie season. I believe that Jared Culver potentially is your starting point guard next year. Now, when I say starting point guard, I'm not talking about in a traditional sense. I'm just talking about just playing like a point forward type of role. I could foresee him doing that. You'll even see a lot of times, and you saw some tonight, where Andrew Wiggins was initiating the point guard duty. So is that what you took out of it? Because clearly that's what I would take out of it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and just like Coach Saunders said, I mean, that lineup was the future. I don't think he was joking. That was the real deal. You're right. Jared Culver, a rookie, the ups and downs. But, I mean, he was plus four that night. I believe he had the best plus minus on the team. Seven assists, no turnovers. I mean, that was a glimpse. And then, of course, tonight's Andrew Wiggins, you know, bringing that clutch play.
Yeah.
I mean, just the energy at the Target Center when opening night, you know, those 11 straight points. I mean, yeah. I've never felt that, you know, with this current lineup. It was amazing. And really, Karl-Anthony Towns is bringing the edge this year. He's got to do more flagrant fouls this year than he has his whole career. You know, I mean, he's got that edge. You know, it's just Alan Horton had to say, he had a couple of curses on the postgame show, for good or for bad. And, that's the edge. And that's the team. It's amazing, the camaraderie. Coach Saunders, they're feeling it. I like Tibbs, but, this is a different this is the guy that the players want.
Yep.
The organization wants, and Coach Saunders is a guy moving forward, and it's really cool just with the history we got going on here. So
yep.
I can't wait.
Yep. Thanks for the phone call from Calvin in Austin. I don't disagree with anything that he had to say. It's, the whole point guard thing, though, and I know some people say, well, I don't know if Jarrett Culver was a true point guard. I'm not saying a true point guard. I'm not saying he's a true guy. And I'm not saying that he's somebody that you look at it from the point guard spot and say he's just going to play there. I think he can play multiple positions. But I think that he could get a crack at being that guy going into next season. And the reason why I will continue to say that is because look no further than the T-Wolves and their contract situations. Jeff Teague's going to be a free agent.
Yeah,
Shabazz Napier's going to be a free agent. So when you start looking around at the roster and the construction of it, I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah, and no disrespect to Jeff Teague. They want to get that $19 million off the books. And I think this goes back to something, I think I'd mentioned it a couple nights ago, Henry, when you were at Media Day, something that I took away from Ryan Saunders then. And I mean, everything that Calvin from Austin said, I mean, it was checking all the boxes for me. He said that they want to have that hybrid, point guard, shooting guard, point forward sort of thing. I mean, there are going to be multiple guys that are going to be handling that ball. And I'm okay with trying to see if Andrew Wiggins, if he's comfortable playing the point. Maybe Jarrett Culver, maybe he's more comfortable right now coming off the ball. I mean, Ryan Saunders knows these guys, and they're comfortable. I think there's a comfort factor with these guys playing for somebody like Ryan Saunders.
Yep. Speaking of Ryan Saunders, the head coach post game, let's hear from one coach, Ryan Saunders.
Ryan, it seems like the sample size is getting bigger with Wiggins and what he's giving you on a nightly basis. How much did you need him tonight, and what did you see from him out there?
Yeah, I mean, we needed all 40 points and, almost 45 minutes of him. And I thought he did a nice job of getting downhill and creating for others as well. I mean, he had, 7 assists and no turnovers. I mean, he basically started, he played the point for most of the game. We were talking on the drive home from Memphis, and we were just talking about the point guard position. He was like, he just said, I need to learn the reads and I'll be good. So he spent time, and he's hungry.
And with Russell having 52, what were you trying to do with him, and what made it so difficult to get the ball out of his hands?
Yeah, I mean, we were trying to stop him. We didn't do a very good job. We eventually went to trying to switch up, and he's good with the basketball. We didn't do a very good job of it.
What do you think of the shot selection tonight? I know you want to put up threes, but it seemed like getting to the rim was available a lot, and there was a lot of success with it. Did you like the balance you got?
Yeah, I liked it. I mean, I thought it was, I didn't think it was a pretty game. I mean, if anybody wants to argue with me on that, I mean, so, there's not a lot of things you can say you necessarily really like, I guess, except the fact that we gutted one out, and one that we needed. And that's a big credit to these guys, and the way we were losing down the stretch. We kept fighting, and then, to tough it out in overtime, give them a lot of credit.
When you talk about the switching out there, Covington was kind of getting out on him there. Is that something that you can make happen, or do they kind of have to involve him in the play? How do you get him to be the guy on Russell?
Yeah, you got to involve him in the play, is the thing. Unless they have to. Yeah, unless they're running up on the same side, and they're smart. The league is smart. They know if Cov is on the same side as, say, Cat, and they sprint up into a pick and roll, that Cov is going to jump out so he can switch it. So teams are smart enough that they're not going to do that. And we were trying to get him on. We eventually, during a timeout, we were able to get to a matchup situation where we were able to get Cov, where we thought they were going to go to in terms of pick and roll coverage.
Just to go back to Russell, when a guy is just cooking like that, do you ever consider just bringing the double team and trying to get the ball out of his hands? Did you guys discuss that kind of adjustment at all?
We discussed it, and we went back and forth towards the end. We ultimately opted not to, because we wanted to try to get to a switch where we could keep a blue shirt on a white shirt and not commit two to the ball and open up because they had other 3-point shooters on the court. That was where we wanted to go, and it worked a couple times, but ultimately I'm not very happy with it.
All right, that was head coach Ryan Saunders there on News Talk 830 WCCO post game talking about the thought process on how to defend D'Angelo Russell. He is a hard guard, I'll tell you that. He ended up with 52 points tonight. And the whole thing about double teaming, and I was a little bit surprised at that. I thought that was a great question at the very end. I couldn't make out who asked the question. I thought it was a great question, though, because at some point in time you start thinking the way that he's cooking there, you're like, okay, we got to double. We got to go run some people at him because, number one, he's so great at the pick and roll situation. And number two, to be honest with you, I don't trust the rest of the Golden State Warriors lineup to knock down shots.
Well,
I trust Glenn Robinson III. I don't trust Eric Pascual. I don't trust Willie Cauley-Stein. I don't trust Jordan Poole. I know he's a rookie. I don't trust Amari Spellman. I don't trust Damian Lee, Kai Bowman. You just go down the line. I'll take my chances with some of those other guys missing shots.
And to play off of that, Alan Horton had a great stat at the end of the game, Henry, and I'm going to give him credit at Wolves Radio, that Russell took the last 11 shots of regulation for Golden State. So, I mean, that they knew that he was the only guy that was going to put up those shots. So to kind of piggyback off of your thoughts and that question, I mean, it all just kind of comes full circle. I think that just shows you how dynamic D'Angelo Russell was tonight to still put up those numbers when you knew that he was the only guy on the floor that was going to be able to put the ball in the hoop for Golden State.
Yep. All right, that's going to wrap up the call-in show, talking Timberwolves basketball. We'll get back to Timberwolves basketball at the top of the next hour. But we'll close it out. We'll start late night coming up next year on News Talk 830 WCCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.